welcome to Happy Single Ladies, the podcast where you learn what it means to truly embrace your season of singleness, become better, not bitter, baby, and live a life of purpose and intentionality, knowing the difference between joy and happiness, walking in purpose and calling, and genuinely living the life that you love and deserve. My name is Raquel R. James, and I am your host on this journey as you discover what it is to live your happily single now life as you are en route to your happily ever after. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Happy Single Ladies. I am so excited that you are here with me today. So, today's topic, letting go. That's a doozy. So, when we think about letting go, what do you think about? Well, you could think about a number of things. You could think about letting go of a person, a relationship, a job, a preconceived notion, a belief system. There are so many things that you may need to let go of. So let me kind of give you some insight as to why I'm doing this today. There are some things going on in my life, just like in everyone's life. We all have stuff, right? Stuff that's going on. So with that, what I've learned is that there are some times when I simply have to let go and let God. As cliche as that may sound, there are some things, people, circumstances, situations that are not intended to come along. And that's just the truth of the matter. Even as a parent, I've had to learn to let go and just let God be God, right? Because in so many situations, things change in the parenting process. Quick example, when my daughters were children, I was, in essence, the manager of their lives. So everything that I told them to do, they were supposed to do simply because, why? I said so. And that's what you do, right? You listen to your parents, you honor your mother and your father, and so on. So when your children are younger, you have the option of telling them what to do, how to do it, when you expect them to do it, and that's what they're supposed to do. Now, here's the tricky part. They grow up. And when they grow up, that component of your relationship changes drastically. You go from this management position straight into the consultant role. And you may have heard me talk about this before because it's so fitting in so many areas of our lives. But you go into this consultant role. What's that look like? Well, what that means now is that you can give them advice, solicited or unsolicited. I've been known for a lot of unsolicited advice, y'all. But you can give that advice, and then they make a determination as to whether or not they will take that advice, whether or not they'll store it up for later, or whether or not they simply feel that it's not applicable and they're not going to use it. But you do not have the option of telling them how to do a thing, when to do the thing, and, you know, saying you're going to do it because I said so. That's just not an option at that stage in the game. So you have to learn that when they make a decision, perhaps you don't agree with, that you still love them the same, still stand in their corner as a consultant, pray for them, and then you let them make the decision they're going to make because it's not optional. So that's where one of my biggest letting go lessons has come in my life through parenting. And the other is that sometimes I may have this idea, and you might be the same. If this is you, think about it. I may have an idea of how something is supposed to look, how something's supposed to come to pass, right? So maybe in this season of singleness, you're thinking, that your husband will have certain characteristics. He's going to be 6'2 with a six-figure income, a really nice luxury vehicle, and he's going to be extremely successful. He's going to love the Lord with all his heart, right? He is going to have a great sense of humor, beautiful teeth. Maybe he's got a certain type of hair. Maybe he's a certain skin complexion. You've got all these things, right? And you're going to meet him at church because that's where you're going to meet your husband, at the church. Meanwhile, that is not how it plays out, right? Maybe down the line you meet him at some event, or you meet him at a restaurant, or maybe in the grocery store. But not where you thought. He does not look like you thought he looked. He maybe does not have the type of profession that you thought he'd have. There are so many things that can be different and play out differently. And you've got to make a decision. Do you stick to this type? Right? Because we have a type and we have this list. And might I add, sometimes that list is very unforgiving, and we need to check ourselves and see if we measure up to the list that we are drafting of who this man is going to be. Now, do you line up with your own list? That's a question. Now, that's a good thought. Think about it. But anyway, when he shows up and he's not your type, and I'm doing the air quotes, y'all, he's not your type, and you think, oh, well, he doesn't look like that. I mean, he's handsome, but he's not really my type, right? Or he does well for himself, but he's not really my type because maybe he's a cross-country truck driver. I don't know. Or something else where he does well for himself and he's created a nice life, but he's just not your type. But he loves the Lord and he loves you and he treats you exceptionally well. And maybe he does not look like Denzel, girl. Or maybe he doesn't look like, I don't know, who's the guy for you girls that might be a little bit younger. Whoever that dude is, he doesn't look like him. Drake, I don't know. I'm making up stuff, y'all. But whoever, he doesn't look like that guy. So in your mind, you are completely confused for a moment because you've got to make this decision to let go of this idea of the man that was coming. And just let God be God and send the person that he's sending for you. Or you've got to stick with your rigid idea and that tight list you have and then miss out on the blessing that was intended for you. So that is the question, right? Do you know how to let go and simply let God be God in all areas of your life? Maybe you have this preconceived notion of what your ideal job is like. And in this season of singleness, you've got plenty of time to think about it, to, you know, manifest that thing and to pray about it and talk to the Lord and just say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. But meanwhile, the Lord has given you a purpose that's not aligned with that dream job. Maybe that dream job is yours because it comes with lots of money and great benefits, and, you know, maybe a lot of travel, and you're just thinking, well, that would be a great job for me. I would really enjoy that. But the Lord is saying, that's not what I've called you to. It's not what I've called you to do. And you're not going to impact the world or the people that I need you to serve in the way that I'm calling you to if you take that job. And lo and behold, that job sits before you. And it's like you could really get this job because you're qualified. You have the skills. Your resume is perfect. You're like a great fit. But the Lord is saying it's not for you. Meanwhile, he wants you to do this thing over here that's about purpose and intentionality and serving and building the kingdom. But it does not align with your budget that you had in mind and the lifestyle that you want, right? And trust me, right now I'm preaching to the choir. I'm the choir because that part definitely resonates with me. God has called me to some things that sometimes don't seem as fruitful as the thing that I'd planned for me. And it comes with lots of internal struggle. And it really brings you to a place, or brings me to a place, let me keep this on me right now, brings me to a place where it challenges me to be better every day. And it challenges me to not walk in the spirit of offense. It challenges me to really stand on God's word, to trust him in a way that it is crazy for most people. Most people go, girl, that's just too much trust in God. Like, you just need to go over here and do this thing. And then what do? I have to make a decision. Do I let go of the idea that I had and embrace what God has for me? Because I hope that one thing you know is that God will always make provision. His way is always the best way, even when it doesn't feel like it in the moment, and that he makes no mistakes. So for me, as hard as it is, excuse me, on some days, like today, it's been, let me just tell y'all, it's been a challenge. But as hard as it is some days, I have to choose to stand with him, to trust him, and to know that he does not make mistakes. And that when I hear the voice of God, when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, I know his voice. I know his voice. The word says his sheep will know his voice, and I know his voice. So when you are challenged and you're not quite clear on how to let go and just let God be God, remember that he's always right, and he's always right on time, and he always has your best interest at heart. So no matter what's happening, you have to trust and believe that what you heard, what you know, the vision that you have, it's real in spite of what you thought before, right? It's real in spite of that preconceived notion or that previous idea that you had that really was all yours. So you have to let go of those old things, those old thinking patterns, the old ideas, the old people who can't come forward with you. Because let me just touch on that for a moment, because I didn't talk about that. But when we talk about letting go of relationships, letting go of people, I know that for most of us, that is the hardest one on the list. God could like stand in front of you. Jesus could stand right in front of you toe to toe and go, girl, leave that dude alone. And you'd be standing there going, but God, I need a sign. Lord, give me a sign. The Lord will give you a sign. Strike a pole with lightning and lay it at your feet. And you'd be like, ooh. You will twist that sign around and make it something else. Come on now. If I'm talking to you, just go on and say, yeah, it's me, it's me. If you can't say that, just say amen, amen. But we've all been there, right? When we can't let go of a person. Or maybe that person is a relative. It's a family member that's toxic. And that relationship is completely unhealthy. And you know it. You've known it for some time. But you don't know how to let it go. To release it in love. Release them in love. Why? Because anything that you say or do in your mind, you feel like it's the wrong thing. But I would strongly suggest that you take it to the Lord in prayer first, and then listen, be still and listen, and then just be obedient. Because we can release people in love. Like, it doesn't have to be that we had a blowout and I said a bunch of cuss words and told you where to go and how to get there. No, I need not do all of that. You can completely release someone in love. And it doesn't have to be about them. It could really be just about you. You know how when you were in that relationship and dude said, oh, it's not you, it's me. Or maybe you were on the other side of that and you told someone, no, really, it's not you, it's me. It really can just be me or you in your case, right? It does not have to be about the other person. If I know that a relationship is unhealthy, it's toxic, and that it does not breed anything good, then I have to remove myself from that relationship. It does not mean that you don't love that person. You can love them from a distance with the love of God and pray. Pray for them to be well. Pray for healing for you and for them. Pray that you both move forward in love, not harboring any animosity or regret or, you know, carrying that spirit of offense. Just letting go in love. And I know that sounds crazy to you, and you might be thinking, girl, how's that possible? Mm-mm. If I tell my cousin that I'm not talking to her anymore, there will be no love. There'll be a lot of love lost, a lot of cuss words, and she's coming for me. Listen, what you can do is simply say that I am working on some things in my life right now. And I'm going to need to be still, to be alone, and to have quiet. And this is a period of growth in my life. And some things are changing. And I hope you understand. You know, and what I found for me when I had to release some relationships was a lot of it was really just about me drawing closer to God and growing in my walk and also growing as a person. Growing as a person. And I had to release some people for that to happen. And some of those people I've been able to reconnect with. Our relationships may be different, but there's still love there. Our relationship has just changed. It's evolved and morphed into something else. So if that thing that you need to let go of isn't a thing and it's a person or a relationship, take it to the Lord in prayer first. And then you be still, be quiet, and simply listen. And then you move forward accordingly in obedience once you have your answer. And pray to God when that time comes to release that relationship. If that's what the Holy Spirit has directed you to do, just pray that the Lord speaks through and to you in that conversation. Because we're not talking about ghosting people and just like disappearing off the face of the earth and then like, she didn't call me, she doesn't return my text. No, I'm talking about having a real conversation to move forward in love. So, what I want to tell you is that no matter what it is that you need to let go of, all of it entails the same steps. The first step is that you are going to pray. Bring it to the Lord in prayer. Ask Him what to do with this thing, this person, this belief system, you know, because maybe you have a lack mindset or a poverty mindset, some people call it, or maybe you have this mindset of a lack of self-confidence. You just don't believe that you're capable of doing the thing that the Lord is calling you to, and you need to let go of that mindset and belief system that somewhere you've started to believe along the line that, oh, I'm not good enough for that. I can't do that. That's too big for me. Or maybe, Lord, you got the wrong girl for the job. I've said that before, y'all. I've said that before. Like, Lord, you might have the wrong one. But He has shown me that clearly He does not have the wrong one. Like, I'm it. You're the one I chose for this assignment. Move forward. And so, whatever He has for you, if you're lacking the confidence, you're thinking you're incapable, you're not worthy, it's too big for you, remember, it's not about you. It's always about Him. And if He has called you to it, He will bring you through it. So you need to release and let go of that mindset. It's not real. So whatever the thing is that you need to let go of in this season, bring it to the Lord in prayer. Be still. Be quiet. And listen. Because what happens a lot of times in prayer is we do so much talking that we can't even hear if the Lord gave us an answer because you're so busy talking. So bring it to Him, then shut it down. As they used to say in school, zip your lip. And really just meditate on the word, be quiet, calm, and still, and listen for the Holy Spirit to speak and guide you. Because in this season of singleness, you have so much time to strengthen your relationship with God. and to really learn to hear from him and hear his voice. Because when you get married, you're going to need to hear from him on some occasions, you hear? So you can hear from him. So after you've been still and you've listened and you've heard what it is that he has you to do and how you're to move forward to let go of that thing, person, or mindset, then you move forward. Be obedient. Don't delay, because delayed, you know, action is still disobedience. So be obedient and do what you're supposed to do. Let it go. Let them go. Let that thought process go. And don't be afraid of what's on the other side of letting go. Because a lot of times what happens is that we are afraid to let go because we're familiar with the thing that we're holding on to. We're not familiar with that unknown on the other side of letting it go. You don't know what it looks like to go through each day without that friend or that family member, as toxic as that relationship may be. You don't know what it is to let go of that feeling and that fear that has you believing that you can't do the thing that you're called to. So it's easier to hold on to that feeling of not enough and that lack of confidence and just knowing that you're not going to be able to do it because it's too big for you. You don't know what it looks like to be on the other side of that, where you have confidence and you believe that God has called you to something and you can do it simply because he said so. You don't know what it looks like to really believe that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You don't know what it looks like to be really, really single. Like single, not married, but also single, not shacking up, or also single, not pretending to be this guy's wife. Because there's fear on the other side of that loneliness that you think you're going to experience, right? So whatever the thing is that you're afraid of letting go of, seek God in that. And then do what he tells you to do. Because he doesn't make mistakes. Let it go. And when you do, I assure you, there is a blessing on the other side of letting go. A very real blessing on the other side of letting go. If he's for you, he'll hang around even when you make changes and you decide to let go of sex outside of marriage. If that job is for you, they won't let you go because you've spoken up about an injustice or poor work conditions or given your ideas on something that could potentially improve their bottom line. If it's for you and you let go of that fear of telling the truth at work, you'll still have a job. Whatever the thing is, again, that you're fearing letting go of, seek God, be still, be quiet, zip your lip, listen up, and be obedient to whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do. So on that note, I'm going to get on out of here. Just had to talk to y'all today about letting go. Because as I said, in my life currently, I've had to let go of a lot of things, people, circumstances, situations, belief systems. Like there's been some letting go on my end, you heard. So think about what I've said, pray about that thing, and get on with it. Let it go. I love you, and I am praying that you will do the things that you need to do to live your happily single now life while you're en route to happily ever after. Make sure that you subscribe so that you'll know when new episodes are live. And check in with me on social media at Raquel R. James on Instagram and Facebook. And I will be talking to you really, really soon. All right now, you have a great day. Bye-bye.